2 Timothy, Fearless Faithfulness. Few years after the fire set by Nero in AD 64 comes what is probably Paul's last letter. Anticipating martyrdom, cold, deserted, except for a faithful few, and in chains, yet victorious. No advocate ventured to plead his cause, no patron appeared for him. Such as under ordinary circumstances might have aided him. 2 Timothy 4:16 and 17. Little is he aware of the millions of lives he would impact even after his death. He passes the torch on to faithful leaders. Changing of the guard. He practices what he preached, having lived with a pure conscience, chapter 1, verse 3, and fought the good fight, chapter 4, verse 7. In spite of being a true apostle of powerful influence, he acknowledges that it is Christ who is guarding our position in him and passing it on to others, chapter 1. Nevertheless, Christ expects and trusts us to pass on these great truths to others, chapter 2. This should be our life's most pertinent responsibility and mission. Continue your calling. Continue exactly where the challenge lies. To persevere to completion, oblivious of other compulsions, that is our calling. Chapter 1 and 3. There are several vivid examples of this tenacious determination in chapter 2. A committed soldier, free from encumbrances and prepared to suffer hardship. A competent athlete, plays by the rules, eyes set on the prize. A hard-working farmer, slugs it out, getting first share of the benefits. An approved workman, not ashamed, knowing how to handle the Bible. Useful vessel, clean, honorable, and pure. A patient bondservant, gentle and kind. Chase the mirage. While some cling to the calling, others chase mirages. They will fill up on spiritual junk food, catchy opinions that tickle their fancy. They'll turn their backs on truth and chase mirages. 2 Timothy 4:3. Here is some of the things that happen to people who chase mirages. Desertion. Challenges expose deserters. Discouragement makes people turn away, chapter 1. Degradation, chapter 3, appears to be godly, but in reality, denying its power. Desires, chapter 4, twisting the Bible to catch the popular wave and suit their desires. Deception, chapter 3, even miraculous powers can be satanic to deceive and be deceived. Domination, chapter 2, arrogant, power crazy, and creating discord. What are some occasions we are fearful? What can fears cause? How can we overcome those fears? What mirages do we chase? Why do they seem so real? What encouragement do we gain from this book to remain faithful?